for more information, and or you can go to anywhere you get your books, so Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Walmart, or you can order direct from the publisher at tuckerthebook.com.
Chadwick, thanks so much for joining us and being a part of our Friday show. Really appreciate it, and can't wait to read the book. We'll get on to it this weekend.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
That is Chadwick Moore, the biographer for Tucker Carlson. He's coming back, but we don't quite know yet, and even he doesn't know quite yet. He is raising money to go it alone, to be independent, and there is something to be said for that. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Friday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton Show will break down the absolute latest on the ongoing battle for the Republican nomination. Roll you into the weekend.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Pro Price Heating and Cooling has you covered for all your cooling and heating needs. Call 702-742-3310 or go online at ProPriceAC.com to book your appointment. With more than 60 years of experience combined, our friendly and knowledgeable staff is here to help with HVAC installation, repairs, and indoor air quality services. We offer Rheem products that are tested, trusted, and tough with a 10-year warranty on parts and labor. Make the call 702-742-3310. For the right price, call Pro Price.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot from my favorite luxury boutique hotel in Las Vegas, the Ahern Hotel on Sahara, just west of the Strip. Ahern is the place for conservatives and conservative events in Vegas. It's my home away from home. Did you know Ahern Hotel is a modern boutique hotel with 28,000 square feet of meeting space, restaurants, and event and conference space? The hotel is also non-gaming, non-smoking, and has no resort fees or parking fees. Ahern Hotel is perfect for parties of all sizes, from intimate to extravagant, whether it's a luncheon, cocktail, social, holiday feast, or company party. You can even buy out the entire hotel for one flat rate. You and your guests will have access to all the hotel has to offer: rooms and suites, event spaces, the pool, and unlimited food and drinks. For a limited time, if you'd like to get a free gift and invitations to special events at the Atomo Restaurant, the Comedy Club, or Chef Joel's Steakhouse, all you have to do is text WAR to 26786. Just text WAR to 26786 right now. Ahern Hotel.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
For a Friday, everything you need to know to get your weekend started. We do this every day from 6 until 9, but it's especially fun on Fridays because we have a lot of fun. As you know, we talk a lot about our schools. We talk a lot about our children because our children are our future. And simply put, we are failing them. We are failing our society by having a school system, a school district that is failing miserably. Sometimes you look for answers locally. Sometimes you look for answers nationally. And a guy that I have worked with and I consider him a friend is Dr. Bill Bennett. For years, I was his number one backup fill-in host on Salem Radio Network. And I will simply tell you, he is a former Secretary of Education. And he was on Fox yesterday saying that parents are a critical to fixing our schools. This was Dr. Bill Bennett yesterday on Fox.
You know, I find every time we cover these stories, you're wondering, how is it not the best interest in every school in this country to involve parents in decisions regarding their children?
Parents are the children's most important teachers. What we're seeing here in these various stories, guys, as broader cultural trends ending up in the schools and a certain degree of school turmoil. The New York story is really a story about the border. New York City may be destroyed, the mayor says. Well, talk to the president, because that's where these kids are coming from, his policies over the border. By the way, if there's a problem with crowding in New York City, imagine these small communities in Texas, what they're experiencing. So, get the analysis right. By the way, in New York City, that guidance that was referred to said, we don't know how many languages the kids will come in with, so find somebody who can translate it for them. What does that mean? Throughout the entire year, the entire curriculum, you got to find someone who speaks Farsi or, Arabic, Japanese. What are we talking about? Portuguese? Yeah. So chaos in the schools. Now, out in the California and New Jersey, you have this parental issue. And, I mean, the notion that parents should not be involved when a child says, I want to change my sex, it's just insane. It's just ludicrous. Schools have to inform parents if a child is sick, if a child wants to get a tattoo, other things, but not to inform them of this. This is real madness.
This is very, very bad. This is not working. And parents are going to be a part of the solution. That's the one thing I can absolutely tell you without question. And by the way, you'll hear more from Dr. Bill Bennett a little bit later on in the show. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The NFL season got underway last night with an upset of the defending Super Bowl champions by the Detroit Lions. The Kansas City Chiefs lost 21-20 in the opener. The Las Vegas Raiders season opens on Sunday in Denver, where they're a 3.5-point underdog to the Broncos, kickoff at 1:25. UNLV football is undefeated at the moment. They're 1-0 as they travel to the Big House to take on Michigan. The Wolverines are 37.5-point favorites. You can catch the carnage tomorrow at 12:30 on CBS. The Las Vegas Aviators got a 9-3 win over the Sacramento Rivercats on their home field last night. The two teams will play the rest of the weekend in Summerlin. It's Yellowstone Cap Night tonight at Las Vegas Ballpark.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Finley Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job? And I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license? How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my two little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Tynes. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Big troubles on I-15 northbound this morning. An accident on 15 northbound approaching 95. This is between Charleston and 95. Left lanes are blocked there. 15 northbound again after Charleston, State of the Middle, and right lanes. Also, as you get through another one on the other side of the interchange, 15 northbound before Washington, and that's taking up two right lanes. So real heavy delays here on I-15 northbound, pretty much from Sahara all the way up toward Lake Mead Boulevard. Overnight fatal accident on the surface streets on the west side. Fort Apache closed just north of Flamingo. Go with Durango or Hualapai instead. We have triple digits back in the valley this weekend. Sunny and clear. Today's highs reaching 101. It's already 82 degrees. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Just because we get around.
Talking about my generation.
Things they do look awful.
I absolutely love it. I love it. When these blue city mayors and governors are complaining to the federal government about illegals overrunning their cities, the billions of dollars that are being spent to house and feed and clothe these people, it is absolutely amazing to me. And I was fascinated by watching Ted Cruz on with Harris Faulkner yesterday on Fox News Channel, talking about Eric Adams, the mayor of New York, and that you know, the complaining to Biden about immigration policy, it is full of massive hypocrisy. This was Ted Cruz, for instance, yesterday on Fox News Channel.
When you hear Eric Adams here in New York, the mayor, and other Democrat-led cities leaders saying, oh, they're feeling the pain and we're a sanctuary city, but, what do you say?
You know, it really is astonishing hypocrisy. You've got Eric Adams, you've got the governor of New York, you've got the governor of Massachusetts, you've got the mayor of Washington, D.C., the mayor of Chicago, the mayor of San Francisco. All of them are discovering suddenly the burdens of Joe Biden's open borders and illegal immigration. And they're seeing thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants. And they're discovering that it drives up crime rates, that it drives it drives up the burdens on the city. It overcrowds the schools. It overcrowds the hospitals. And I got to say, coming from Texas, it's amusing. We've had 7 million illegal immigrants under Joe Biden. And so seeing Eric Adams complain about 100,000 is cute, but he still doesn't bother to put the blame where it belongs. This is a political decision by Joe Biden, by Kamala Harris, and by the way, by Chuck Schumer. If Eric Adams wants to talk to someone, Chuck Schumer lives in New York City. He says, rightly, that illegal immigration is destroying New York City. Well, he can pick up the phone and tell Chuck Schumer to stop fighting for open borders, to stop protecting the Biden administration as they lawlessly open the borders.
Can you talk to me about the focus on the dissolution, if you will, the degradation here in New York? But that focus was never on Texas. You didn't hear Governor Greg Abbott. And I know I've interviewed you and him and others from that beautiful state where I have family. Many, many times have heard how they are crushed under the weight of illegals coming across the border. But no one ever says it's going to change us to the point where we cease to exist. I mean, is that desperation or is that true coming out of the city's mayor? How bad do you think it will get for them? Because they aren't handling it well.
Look, I think it's both. And I think it is utter hypocrisy at the same time. The order of magnitude is really different. Listen, this was stark. Last year, you look at a community like Martha's Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard has a population between 20 and 30,000 people. And when Governor Ron DeSantis sent 50 illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, they freaked out. They declared an emergency. They called in the National Guard, and they deported them within 24 hours. To put that in comparison, I want you to compare it to another town that is about the same size as Martha's Vineyard. That is Del Rio, Texas. Mm-hmm. Del Rio, Texas is a town right on the border on the Rio Grande River, has a population of about 30,000 people. I was there in Del Rio when on one single day there were between 10 and 15,000 illegal immigrants in a single day, 50% of the population of Del Rio, all gathered under a bridge right there, invading the city. Martha's Vineyard says 50 is an emergency. Eric Adams says in New York City, 100,000 is an emergency. We've got Texas towns where half the population is coming in illegally, and yet the Democrats still refuse to do anything about it. Today, Joe Biden is releasing more illegal immigrants, is enriching more human traffickers, is allowing more and more illegal drugs and fentanyl to flood across the border that is killing Americans across our country.
Coming up, we will take you to the southern border and Lieutenant Chris Olivares of Texas DPS. What's going on along our border and the height of hypocrisy on the part of these big city mayors? We'll hear from him coming up in just a couple minutes. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas, with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Come see why thousands have made the switch to Findlay Chevrolet, 215 at South Rainbow. Find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy. Home of the...
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
Raiders fans, Terrible's Game Day giveaway is back and bigger than ever. Shop at your local Terrible's and make a purchase of $10 or more. Earn 10 entries when you make a Coors Light or Coca-Cola purchase. Scan your Terrible's app rewards code and earn entries for every game throughout the season. Score a $1,000 Raiders shopping spree. Hotel accommodations from Coca-Cola and a Coors Light Silver Seat experience. Every day is game day, exclusively at Terrible's. Visit Terrible's.com for details.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in the United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The situation along our southern border continues to change, not necessarily for the better. Under the Joe Biden administration. One of the things I found interesting is a federal judge ordered the state of Texas to remove the buoys in the Rio Grande River. I have been to the Rio Grande River. I was there probably about 4 months ago, and the situation there is dire. It really honestly is. Lieutenant Chris Olivares is a member of the Texas Department of Public Safety, the DPS, as they call it. And I find it fascinating to listen to his reaction to this federal judge's order to remove the buoys in the Rio Grande River. This was from yesterday on Fox News Channel.
This is a preliminary injunction. It's not a final deposition based on the merits. And the governor made it very clear yesterday that he's going to appeal the process. So we know for a fact that this marine barrier center has been proven to be effective because ever since it's been put in place, There has not been a single illegal border crossing either in front of that barrier or anyone trying to swim under that barrier. In fact, it has diverted the majority of illegal activity further upriver, miles away from the barrier. So what this means, this sends a clear message to the country that the federal government continues to neglect its responsibility to secure the border, and it continues to attack Texas and Governor Abbott for stepping up, doing their job, and taking on the responsibility to secure the border by placing infrastructure in the river to prevent illegal border crossings. Now, we have to keep in mind, Sandra, that first off, it's not legal under federal law to cross a river or a desert between the ports of entry. So essentially, the federal government has pretty much acknowledged that they're okay with mass migration. They're okay with illegal immigrants crossing the river between the ports of entry. They're okay with women and children crossing a river, crossing a desert to seek asylum. They're okay with illegal immigrants having to pay smugglers in Mexico who have some have been extorted, assaulted, and raped, and some have lost their lives. We have lost over close to 2,000 migrants in the past 2.5 years because of this disastrous border crisis. So what this means is that they're not in favor of border security. They want to take away every effective tool in place to prevent illegal border crossings. And they continue to attack Governor Abbott and what the state of Texas is doing, trying to take measures into their own hands to protect the sovereignty of their state.
That's Lieutenant Chris Olivares on Fox News Channel yesterday. Another thing that another issue, I guess, that has been out there over the and we handle it almost every day because there are changes in what's going on. In fact, let's go to cut four real quick, see if we can squeeze it in before the top of the hour. This is Andy McCarthy, a former federal prosecutor, a Fox News contributor, updating the case against Hunter Biden.
What's your best explanation to viewers at home as to what's happening right now, and will Hunter Biden actually be indicted?
I still wonder myself, Dana, because first of all, people should understand Weiss made that announcement yesterday, not because he wanted to, but because the judge held his feet to the fire. She said that she wanted he could have just silently let this case evaporate like he's been doing. And when October rolled around, the statute of limitations would run and the gun count would be gone. The judge said that she wanted an update on the case on September 6th. So she made him make a disclosure. He wasn't prepared to go in there and say he was going to fold, so he said he was planning to indict. But what do you need to plan? This is like the easiest, most straightforward federal case of all time. It's been well known for 5 years. It would take about 10 or 15 minutes to present it to the grand jury. It's about a one-paragraph indictment if you wrote it on the charge that we know about on the gun. There was no reason for him, if he really wanted to indict the case, to go in and give a status report to the judge. He should just go to the grand jury and indict the case, which he should have done 5 years ago.
Andy, I take it you've been writing furiously since yesterday afternoon when this headline alert came out, because I read a lot of your stuff this morning, some of which you write. You say Hunter Biden's expected indictment. Never forget. They think we're idiots. Lest you think Weiss has suddenly grown a prosecutorial spine, think again. He made the indictment announcement because he had no choice. In the end, you're not buying this. We'll see what we get by the end of September. And Abby Lowell was on MSNBC last night. Now, he's the attorney for Biden, and said this.
They know everything there is to know about the gun possession. Hunter had a gun for 11 days. It was never loaded. It was never used. There has never been a standalone gun charge like this brought by this office ever, and should they not be. They decided that it made sense to do a diversion because of Hunter's condition at the time, and now they're talking about changing that. What's changed? Not the facts.
What do you think of that, Andy?
Yeah, I think it's nonsense. First of all, it's a little-known fact that there are two guns at least. He keeps talking about the gun. If you look at the statement that Hunter, the form that Hunter filled out where he made the false statement about his drug abuse, that refers to a revolver. If you look at the photographs that we've seen, the New York Post published some of these, he doesn't have a revolver in his hand. It's a different gun, and it's a few days after. So there's more than one gun, more than likely, involved. He's brandishing it in one of those photos, So he wasn't eligible for diversion under the federal rules. Weiss knew that. I understand that Abby Lowell is unhappy. I'd be unhappy, too, because Weiss has really tried to mislead the court. The intention here was to make the gun case go away And Lowell thinks he has an enforceable agreement to that extent. But the agreement required that the probation department sign off on it. That's the court's department. And they're not signing off on it. So I don't think he's right about the idea that this wouldn't be prosecuted. This is not a lie-and-try case where somebody lies on a form and then doesn't get the gun. This is a guy who lied on the form, got the gun, handled it irresponsibly, and lost it.
Yeah. Andy.